You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 15. Today's episode discusses resetting this particular submissive and what that means and looks like. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at kaylalords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at kaylalords or stalk John Brownstone at southernsirsplace.com. All links are in the show notes. Today's show is sponsored by a new project from John Brownstone himself, an online woodcraft shop, The Wood Dom. If you're looking for a unique and custom gift like ink pens, keychains, or even cigar punches for the cigar smoker in your life this holiday season, check out his woodcraft shop on Etsy or like his Facebook page. Just search The Wood Dom or get the link from the show notes page. More inventory is added all the time and custom orders are available. And eventually his custom paddles and other implements of ass destruction will be available for sale as well. More on that when it happens. Now let's get into the show. Today's episode is straight from a topic request from an actual listener that came at the perfect time. There's so many topics to discuss in BDSM and DS that sometimes I have a hard time narrowing it down. A few were kind of swimming around in my head, and then I received an email that asked some very specific questions. So to that particular listener, thank you so much. Now, I refer in both podcast episodes and my writing to needing a reset from time to time. This particular listener wanted to know what a reset means to me, what creates the need for them, and how I get reset at all. Now, I don't think the need for resets are unique to submissives, but I do think we're most open to discussing them. So, although this is, as always, from my own perspective, I think they apply to dominance as well. But let's talk about submissives and their resets first. So, the need to be reset is often triggered when the noise in my head gets so loud and overwhelming that I lose my calm, centered, submissive self. Almost anything can trigger it. Chaos at home, chaos with work, stress, an argument with a certain daddy dom I know, life in general. Once my brain starts spinning, I can't shut out the noise and focus on anything, not just our DS relationship. Now, the noise in my head manifests itself in different ways, too. Sometimes I'm cranky and dissatisfied with everything. No silver linings exist, which is odd since I'm perpetually idealistic and hopeful. Sometimes I'm teary-eyed and I'll break down over the smallest thing. We're out of baking mix and I can't make pancakes. I might dissolve into tears because I have to cook eggs instead. Other times, I just lose focus and can't concentrate, which means I'm asking Daddy to repeat himself multiple times, which isn't a good thing either. Basically, I'm not myself, and not in a good way. So regardless of what's happening in my head, when it's time for a reset, I feel it in my skin, too. The code we use with each other is I tell him that my skin is feeling tight, which is the closest description I can get to how I feel. I'm strung tight like a bow, and if something doesn't happen soon, I think I may snap. Now, snapping might be that crying over the pancake thing, or I might actually snap at somebody, including my daddy. And it's not going to be good. A meltdown is coming, and it'll be over something small when it happens. So that's how we both know a reset is actually needed. The next issue is what to do about it. Most of the time, a good hard spanking will do the trick. Now, when I'm really wound tight and on edge, I need to be spanked until I cry in order to release all of the emotional and mental gunk that's collected in my brain. If we catch it early enough, a normal spanking or maybe a few hard orgasms will do the trick. I need a release, though, in order to quiet the noise in my head and find my own center and stop feeling overwhelmed by life. Just last weekend, after a pathetic, teary-eyed complaint about a lack of orgasms, hey, it had been a couple of weeks at least since I'd last come, and we weren't playing an orgasm denial game. He gave me much more than I hoped for and forced several orgasms with the Hitachi. They were intense, painful, and so good. I slept like the dead that night and woke up the next morning full of energy and with a sense of peace. It was a reset that I didn't even know I needed yet. Oh, and in case you don't follow the blog, and that's okay, that's cool, I get it. I wrote about it for Masturbation Monday, and I'll include the link to that post in the show notes. It was so good. Anyway, for me, and I don't know how common this is, the combination of intense pain and pleasure, the kind that overwhelms, that leaves you breathless, that makes you wonder if you can even handle it, resets my brain and lets me refocus. Once I recover from whatever it is, the spanking, the flogging, the primal sex, the forced orgasms, whatever, all is quiet and peaceful. I can see the good, deal with the bad, and stop pushing against my own submission. And I think that's key for many of us. Now, in the absence of having a bad relationship or an inattentive dominant, you know, when we have a good relationship and we know it, submissives, we might still fight against our own submissive side. Now, not in everything, but in my own experience, I can begin to resent the rules or the tasks. I doubt my ability to get it all done, keep him happy, and still do the things I need to do. And I imagine that if I was left like that, with those awful feelings and not feeling good about my own submission, if we didn't discuss everything, good and bad, if he didn't listen attentively and take action, it could kill our relationship. Now, submission isn't easy, and we still have responsibilities in the vanilla world. Now, in a perfect world, our submissive self and our vanilla side coexist harmoniously, and a lot of times it does happen. But this is reality, and sometimes long hours at work, cranky kids, cars that break down, bills that come due, and every other typical stress we face is going to get in the way of the centered, peaceful submission we crave. When life gets overwhelming, we're often told to focus on our submission. Now, sometimes that's doable. Sometimes all I need to do is kneel and think and not worry about a thing and let him take the worries. But sometimes that's not doable. And when it's not, we often end up needing a reset because of all of the competing priorities taking up space in our minds. They drown everything else out. Or that could just be me. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned that I think dominants need resets from time to time too. Not being a dominant, obviously, I'm certainly not qualified to say what causes it or what a dominant is thinking, but I can definitely tell you what I've seen. Being a dominant comes with a lot of responsibility. Seeing to our needs, making sure we're staying on task, helping us reach our goals. I'd say you really have to enjoy it, want it, and feel fulfilled by it in order to do all that for your submissive. That's not my personality at all. And the real world will get in the way of that. I've seen it with Daddy. Between stress at work and his sister's illness last year, there were times he didn't want to have to make a single decision, and I needed him to. Other times, he just felt like the entire world was out of his control, and he confessed he doubted his own dominance as a result of that feeling. Now, my thinking, and what I've urged him to do, is that when the rest of your life feels out of control as a dominant, it's time to come home and take control of the one person who not only consents to that control, but craves it. When he's had a bad week or stressful time of it, a hard spanking, fucking, or something sadistic that makes me squeal has completely improved his mood, relaxed him, and in my opinion, reset him so he feels in control again and like he can face the chaotic vanilla life that's pissing him off in the first place. Let's face it, dominant or submissive, vanilla life makes us nuts sometimes. It's overwhelming, it's maddening, it's chaotic. Sure, in a perfect world, we come home to our dominant or submissive, get a little kink on, maybe do the thing, whatever it may be, that makes us feel the most submissive or dominant, and then we can face the world another day. But sometimes, even that's not enough. And when that happens, it's time for a reset. What that reset looks like will be different for everyone, but in my experience, it needs to be a jolt to the senses. Now, for many of us, that's a spanking or something equally painful. For others, it could just be something really intense, primal sex, a huge scene, pushing boundaries, whatever. But you need to find the thing that calms and quiets your mind, and when you do, you'll know you've been reset to go out and face another day. Okay, that's it for me. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, The Wood Dom, on Etsy or Facebook. As soon as the kinky toys are ready for purchase, I'll be sure to let you know. Keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.